Today we are installing our student body officers. Richard Souchier, a newly elected president. This gleaming candle will help you keep your path of leadership clear and shining throughout the coming semester. Accept this torch of honor and trust. It has been given you by the student body of Central High School.
I, Richard Souchier, having been duly elected president of Central High School, do solemnly swear that I will do my best both in and out of school to uphold the ideals and principles of the school, respect the traditions it cherishes, cooperate with students, faculty, and fellow officers, and faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
On the shores of Fair Lake, Michigan, stands our school, Central High School. How many times during our high school days we heard the choir sing these memorable words as Mr. Menes, our principal, inducted the school officers into their positions. And so began the school year of 1953. The game has just ended on this frosty October afternoon at Sheboygan's new athletic field. With this 22-6 victory over North, the Red Men climaxed a successful season that witnessed an upset victory over Appleton 19-7 and a 0-0 tie with Oshkosh. Central fans were given quite a thrill today as the old city rivalry was again at its height and as they watched their boys bring in another Fox River Valley win. Approached, the stage drew our attention to the all-school production, That Vivid Tale of the Orient, Lost Horizon. Remember the words of warning and hope spoken by the High Lama?
There will be no safety in arms, no help for authority, no answer in science. It will rage till every flower of culture is trampled, and all human things are leveled in a vast chaos.
All too soon, the first part of the year was over, and it was time for vacation. As tradition demanded, the entire student body gathered in the auditorium to sing together those songs that are so much a part of the Christmas season.